And now, James Gravel.
It is not uncommon today to hear someone say in regard to a certain practice in religion, but the Bible doesn't say not to. It is difficult for those who respect the authority of the Scriptures to understand this type of thinking, if for no other reason than because it is no more acceptable in everyday life than it is in matters pertaining to the Bible. Suppose you ordered a pepperoni pizza, but when the pizza arrived, it also contained anchovies, olives, and spinach. When you complained to the delivery person that you had ordered a pepperoni pizza, the response was, "But you didn't tell us not to put anchovies, olives, and spinach on your pizza." Would you accept such reasoning and pay for the pizza? Of course not. You would call the pizza shop manager and complain, and your complaint would be well-founded. In similar fashion, when God tells us in His Word what we are authorized to do, He does not have to simultaneously provide a lengthy list of every single thing that we are not authorized to do. We do not always need a thou shalt not to know something is wrong. The silence of the Bible itself is binding. If the Bible teaches that a thing is right, any addition or subtraction in regard to that is wrong. When God told Noah to use gopher wood to build the ark, that excluded all other types of wood. We must have generic or specific authority from the Bible to justify what we do, which takes us back to the instruction in Paul's statement in Colossians 3:17. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord. God does not have to specifically say that something is wrong for it to be wrong. If biblical commands, examples, and inferences do not exist to justify a certain action, then carrying out that action represents an addition to God's Word. And those who are guilty of such should take warning of God's promised wrath concerning their illegitimate activities. Such striking examples as Nadab and Abihu in Numbers 3, 4, and Uzzah in 2 Samuel 6, verses 1 through 2, were given for our admonition, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11, and thus should serve to teach us this lesson well.